We used to have a camper, looked just like a camper we bought in 98, and now we have an inflatable fire safety house, and it's not a bounce house. It's on the ground floor, just dimensions on it. It's 12 foot high, 27 wide, and 19 deep. So it's a big, we could fit a whole class in it. And it's basically a house. That's what it looks like when you walk, well, from the outside and inside. It looks like a house. It has a kitchen, a bedroom, stuff like that. So
the pros to this being that the old unit that you guys had, you could only fit so many kids in there at once.
Yeah, it's pretty small. It's like a two-story camper, and it maybe four or five comfortably. A little tiny kitchen, and it worked perfect for the years that we had it. We just basically upgraded with this deal, and we could fit, like I said, a whole class at a time in it. So the camper, we were weather dependent. It had to be outside. Generator also had to power it. I had to pull it with a truck. There was maintenance with any kind of camper. There's tires, and there's no maintenance on this deal. We could set it up in the gym, outside, parking lot, where people need us. You walk in, I think the first room is like a bedroom, and there's teaching points all around it, and there's animations all over it, and that's another reason we picked this, is the camper look like a camper.
Kind of like cartoons or little things on
little
the walls?
Yeah, this, it, you know, the kids only have a certain amount of attention span, and when you get there, they see all the little animations and the color. It's bright, it's colorful, it's already grabbing their attention. They're excited to be there and excited to go through it.
So. Do you have the, I remember the trailer would do like a fog machine to simulate smoke. Do you guys have that as part of the presentation?
Yeah, we could hook that in probably for the older kids, and we could fog up the entire thing, or there at the end, there's a big, ugly smoke cloud, and it says stay low and go, and it just teaches the kids to get below that cloud, crawl under it, and then out the exit door. We teach fire safety, and maybe a lot of stuff's taken for granted. For example, like an address, there's maybe a lot of kids or even older don't know their address, and when they call 911, they could figure out where you are, but it'd be a lot quicker if you told us exactly where you are on the street. If your house does catch on fire, what's your plan? You know, instead of hesitating, have an escape plan. You know, everybody meets at the mailbox in the front yard or the big tree. That way, when we pull up as the fire department, it changes our strategy. Is everybody out of the house? And you could, yes, everybody's accounted for. Mm-hmm. Or no, you know, we're still missing somebody. Just maybe stuff that we take for granted that the kids, we assume the kids know, and they probably don't.